But then I can go to my box, and so I grab this battery. And I put it on. It come on, but it don't sound right. It didn't get much done. Well, if this particular battery has a monitor on it, and if I press this button, it'll tell you how much power it has. And the light's supposed to come on. It's 3 bars back here. If I press this button, guess what's happening? It ain't got no power in it. It doesn't have enough power. Some of you got faith, but you ain't got no power. You're pulling your trigger, and you ain't getting nothing done. Because you ain't praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm telling you, your faith, you sitting around waiting on Jesus, and Jesus said, told that woman, daughter, your faith made you whole. And I'm telling you, Jesus told me to tell you, your faith will make you whole. Glory to God. But if you're wise like me and like my brother over there, I ain't got just one battery. Take that battery. I'm not going to go through all the steps. Got a charger in there. I put that battery on the charger. I get me another one. That sounds a little better, don't it? Well, this one doesn't have the monitor on it, but I promise it's charged up. And I can get the screw. I start to get some wood and use it, but it's just I don't have time to do all that. And I can get done what I need done. I can get built what I want built, because this is what they call an impact driver. But what if I need to drill a hole in that wood? This ain't the right drill. You know that? It'll probably do it, but this not the right drill. You'd have to go through adapters and all that trying to get the drill bit to fit in. So guess what I need to do? Give me just one moment. I go in the other part of my box and I get a drill driver. And this is what I can use on a drill bit. And then I can drill my hole. What am I saying? You got your faith is the right tool to do whatever you need it to do. When you take your faith, you'll know right what to do, because it's the right tool. Say I want to cut a board. I'm not going to go in my toolbox and get a drill. I'm not going to do that. Depending on what I want to cut, if I want to cut something off real quick, I just go in my box and get a sip saw. For those who don't know what that means, that's a reciprocating saw. Or a sawzall, some people call it. So I get my sawzall. Once again, if I pull the trigger, it don't work. Why? You ain't got no battery. But you'll learn as you go along. I'm about to make a point now. Do y'all see this battery right here? It'll run this saw. But do you see how big this tool is? Guess what? It really ain't the right battery. Guess what I need to do? I need to go in my box. I need to get a bigger battery. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, this is like grabbing a bigger battery. That's just like getting a bigger battery. It'll do the job better. It'll cut faster, and it won't wear out as fast. Why is that? Because this battery has about 3 times more the power than that battery over there. What are you saying? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Once you start here, you start off with the 2AH. That's what they call it. You see that 5 on there? That's a 2AH. That's a small battery. They got 3s, 4s. 5s and 6s. I don't know how far up they go. They got a 60-volt battery. That's a pretty big battery, real big one. So I'll put this, let me see if it's charged up. I don't even know. Oh, look at that. Ain't that pearly? Y'all see it's charged up all the way? Glory to God, ain't that pearly? I can put it on, I'll pull the trigger, and it's ready to go. Give me a piece of wood, put the blade. Well, I ain't finna make another point. It runs. I got the battery on. This saw still ain't no good. Why is that? Ain't got no blade. Boy, you gotta get all the elements. Faith worketh by what? I done stepped on somebody's toe. Faith worketh by what? This is the faith.
This is one of the blades.
Let me tell you again. This is faith. This is the love. Guess what happened? Put the blade in it. Lock it down. Locked in. Ready to go. Now faith and work, love work together. I can cut what I need to cut. I can cut what I need to cut. But yet and still, I'm almost done. Maybe that ain't what I need to cut with. Like I said, you got to get the right tool. Well, I need to cut a board that's probably about 3 or 4 foot long. I promise you don't want to cut it with this sip saw. Ask somebody. Ask pastor. I promise you can, but I promise you, you don't want to use sip saw to make a really long cut. That's not what it's designed for. Faith is designed for whatever you need it to be designed for, is the point I'm making. So if I want to make a long cut, and I'm almost done, I go in my bag.
If I can get it open, and I look in the bag, and I get out
what they call a skill saw. A circular saw, a skill saw. Somebody called a circulating saw. Once again, it does not have a battery. I must get a battery. Once I put the battery, I'm not going to put the battery on all this. When I put the battery on it, this saw has markings and cuts and angles, and I can turn it this way and that way to get the exact cut I want. I'm telling you, your faith will do the exact same thing.